KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 47 degrees. We look for mostly cloudy this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 62. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports that around 1:50 this morning, officers responded to investigate a report of a sexual assault that occurred at a local motel. A 39-year-old female reported that she'd been sexually assaulted by a male acquaintance. Officers located and arrested 31-year-old Lewis Appleby of Cohasset, Minnesota, on probable cause complaints for felony sexual abuse in the third degree and false imprisonment. Appleby was taken into custody without incident and was being held in the Page County Jail without bond, pending an appearance before the court. Brothers said the case was an isolated incident and there is no danger to the public. Officials are trying to stop the spread of gypsy moths in eastern Iowa's Jackson County. The Telegraph Herald reports the state conducted aerial treatments of land west of Bellevue earlier this month. The gypsy moth has spread slowly west from Massachusetts since the 1870s. It's an invasive species that can cause extensive deforestation as its larvae eat the leaves, particularly oak leaves. Mike Kinter is a gypsy moth outreach and regulatory coordinator for Iowa, and he says last year's treatment reduced the number of gypsy moths, but, quote, we noted there was movement northward, and this year we're trying to stop that spread. On the final day of the 2019 Iowa legislative session, Republican lawmakers voted to make changes in the commission that nominates Iowa's judges, and after emotional debate, the Iowa Senate sent the governor a bill that expands Iowa's medical marijuana law. Senator Tom Green, a retired pharmacist from Burlington, had tears in his eyes as he touted the bipartisan agreement that could lead to more potent medical marijuana products be sold in Iowa. Green said, I know many patients who need this medication. This is a small step, but we need to keep the ball rolling. Senator Rich Taylor of Mount Pleasant said the plan will get more help to suffering Iowans, but in a controlled manner.
We're not just putting it out there willy-nilly and allowing everybody in Iowa to have access to this. You have to clear the hoops to get to this drug. And that's all it is another drug. And people of Iowa need it. And they expect us to get it to them.
Republicans in the legislature on Saturday approved a scaled-back plan to make changes in Iowa's Judicial Nominating Commission. They also moved to end state contracts with Planned Parenthood employees who conduct sex ed classes for at-risk youth. Representative Sandy Salmon, a Republican from Janesville, says organizations that do not provide abortions will be able to teach the classes. She said that this does not restrict access to quality sex education in the least. Democrats like Representative Heather Mattson of Ankeny objected. She says Iowans trust parenthood, but bills like this are why they don't trust politicians. Republican lawmakers also voted to ban Medicaid coverage for sex reassignment surgery. Democrats hold a minority of the seats in the legislature and were unable to block the GOP moves. Some Democratic women say they're worried about nominating a woman for president after Hillary Clinton's loss to Donald Trump. The Associated Press talked to dozens of women in early voting states who expressed that concern. Even a record number of women are seeking the party's presidential nomination in 2020. The worries are creating a paradox for Democrats. Women are among the party's most energized and engaged voters, making up more than half the electorate in the 2018 midterms, when Democrats sent a historic number of women to Congress. But the Oval Office has been elusive, and given Democrats' deep desire to oust Trump, some don't want to take any chances with their nominee. A Western Nebraska junior college president is taking a similar job in northeast Iowa. Western Nebraska Community College president Todd Holcomb is scheduled to take over July 1st at Hawkeye Community College in Waterloo. The Iowa College's board voted earlier this week to hire Holcomb to replace Linda Allen, who is retiring. Holcomb said he has several relatives in Iowa, and it's an excellent opportunity at a great school. He was associate vice president for student affairs at Iowa State University before joining the Western Nebraska staff in September of 2009 as vice president of student services. He was named Western Nebraska president in December of 2010, filling the post after serving as interim president following President Eileen Ely's departure. Western Nebraska has campuses in Alliance, Scotts Bluff, and Sydney. Authorities are investigating the death of a woman who was shot while driving in northeast Iowa. The shooting happened on Highway 218 on the outskirts of Waterloo at around 2:30 a.m. on Sunday. Waterloo police say a bullet struck a woman in the neck as she was driving. The bullet continued on up to strike one of the woman's two male passengers and injure him. Paramedics were called after the woman pulled over along the highway. She died at the scene. The identities of the woman and her injured passenger were not immediately released. The highway has since reopened after the shooting, but police were searching the area for evidence. A single vehicle rollover accident at around 3 a.m. Sunday in Poweshiek County has claimed a life. The Iowa State Patrol says a 2018 Chevy Cruze driven by 46-year-old Matthew T. Gibson of Brooklyn was traveling west on Old Highway 6 when Gibson failed to negotiate a curve. The vehicle entered the north ditch and rolled several times. A passenger in the car, 37-year-old Jason W. Hayes of Guernsey, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected and died at the scene. Gibson was wearing his seatbelt. He was transported by ambulance to the hospital in Grinnell. The State Patrol was assisted at the scene by the Poweshiek County Sheriff's Office, Brooklyn Fire, and the East Poweshiek County Ambulance. A semi-tractor trailer crashed into a bridge support pillar off I-80 in Jasper County Saturday evening, killing the driver. The Iowa State Patrol reports 38-year-old Mose Erte of Clinton, Utah, died when the 2018 Freightliner semi went out of control at around 6:20 p.m. on I-80 westbound near mile marker 161. The rig entered the median before crashing into the bridge support pillar. Erte died at the scene. The accident remains under investigation. The Jasper County Sheriff's Office and Newton Fire and Rescue assisted at the scene. Authorities say three people were taken to a hospital after a house fire in Cedar Rapids. Firefighters say the front of the two-story house was engulfed in flames when crews arrived early Saturday morning. All six people in the home got out on their own, but three were taken to a hospital. One occupant who leaped from the second-story window had to be helped away from the structure. No names have been released, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. A jury has convicted a Waterloo man of kidnapping and trying to kill a woman by intentionally wrecking the car they were in last April. 55-year-old Ronald Scher was convicted Friday of kidnapping, attempted murder, willful injury, and eluding police. He faces a mandatory life sentence on the kidnapping count alone when he's sentenced June 25th. Prosecutors say Scher kidnapped a woman who had a restraining order against him and told her he was going to kill her by crashing the car he forced into her. She called 911, and when police spotted the car and tried to stop it, Scher led them on a chase reaching 100 miles per hour on I-380 in northeastern Iowa. Police say he then intentionally drove the car into a guardrail while speeding at about 90 miles per hour, causing serious injuries to the woman and himself. Well, police in Red Oak Sunday evening arrested a man on a felony criminal mischief charge. 21-year-old Devin Lee Smith of Red Oak was arrested around 6:20 p.m. for criminal mischief in the second degree. Smith was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $5,000 bond. Creston police report five arrests took place over the past few days. At around 2:45 a.m. today, 21-year-old Leigh Logan Evans of Creston was arrested for OWI first offense. Sunday afternoon, 42-year-old Jeremiah Lee David Parcher of Creston was arrested for driving while suspended. And around 3:40 a.m. Sunday, 57-year-old James Leo Pettit of Creston was arrested for OWI first offense. Just before 4:30 a.m. Saturday, 25-year-old Tyler Douglas Smith of Creston was arrested by Creston police for OWI first offense. And Friday afternoon, 33-year-old Cassie Ann Wilmoth of Creston was arrested for driving while barred. All five subjects were later released on bond. Police in Red Oak Saturday night arrested a woman on an assault charge. 49-year-old Kristen Marie Hughes of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 10 p.m. on a charge of domestic abuse assault, second offense. She was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. And the Taylor County Sheriff's Office used force to arrest a man early Saturday morning. 37-year-old Nicholas Geiskin of Sheraton was arrested on the 200 block of Broadway Street in Clearfield on a valid Taylor County warrant for possession of a firearm by a prohibited person, a Class D felony. During his arrest, Geiskin failed to comply with deputies' commands and was tasered. He faces charges that include interference with official acts and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, for his defense. During the investigation, the canine Hecky assisted and indicated to the presence of a narcotic in a vehicle that Geiskin was in control of. Geiskin was subsequently charged with possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, third or subsequent offense, which is a felony. His bond at the Taylor County Jail was set at $10,600. And a Bedford man was arrested Thursday on an active Taylor County warrant for failure to appear in court on an original charge of theft in the second degree. 28-year-old Adam Sills was also charged in conjunction with an active investigation for forgery. He was being held in the Taylor County Jail on a $5,000 bond. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.